Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 1st of February 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19. So we have 11 active cases on the island and nobody in Nobles Hospital with it. Comment from the Chief Minister, Health and Social Care Minister on Freedom Day 1. It's green light for elective surgery at Nobles as well. Schools are back, but what about those missed lessons and the jabs for teachers? And also a look at the company in Tramode helping research the effects of COVID-19. And by the way, it is a flume-free Monday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. There have been no new cases of COVID-19 detected on the island in the past 24 hours. The number of active cases now stands at 11. Meanwhile, 11 people are waiting for a test result, with a further 81 to be tested. Maternity services at Nobles Hospital have returned to normal today following the end of lockdown measures. Restrictions in place since early January meant partners had to leave hospital following a birth, no general visiting was allowed, and antenatal classes were held virtually. And the Education Minister says pupils shouldn't attend school if they have symptoms of coronavirus. Dr. Alex Allinson says it's important to ensure education for Manx children doesn't become another victim of the pandemic. Further afield, UK health officials want to urgently test up to 80,000 people in England for the South African variant of coronavirus. 11 people with no links to travel have returned positive tests in the last few days. And the UK's boosted its order of the experimental Valneva vaccine, which won't be available until at least the latter part of the year. 40 million more doses have been added, taking the total to 100 million for a jab which has not yet reached phase 3 trials. And the UK government's calling for the release of politicians who've been unlawfully detained in a military coup in Myanmar. Leader Aung San Suu Kyi was among those who were imprisoned after the army took control of the Southeast Asian country. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Tonight's Ben McCree has been cancelled. The 7:45 sailing to Heysham has been cancelled due to the forecast adverse weather. Obviously, there won't be a 2:15 coming back. Strong winds out at sea for the next 12 hours, says Ronaldsway Met Office. Intermittent rain and sleet on the Isle of Man, falling as snow over the hills. There is a yellow warning for sleet and snow and also coastal overtopping. There's a strong to near gale force east-southeasterly, and we're down to 2 degrees through the night. For tomorrow, Jemert, cloudy with showers falling as sleet or hill snow, and a fresh to strong southeasterly in the morning. Daytime maximum 7 degrees. Overnight minimum 4. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy with sporadic rain on a moderate to fresh, locally strong south-southeasterly. Top temperature on Wednesday, 7 Celsius. Sunset was about 35 minutes ago. Low water 10 past 8 tonight. The important high tide 7 minutes past 2. And a risk of coastal overtopping on exposed promenades. Sunrise 4 minutes past 8 tomorrow morning. Low water 26 minutes past 8.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
So here we are. Freedom Day 1, back out of lockdown, and the Isle of Man's approach to tackling COVID-19 has made headlines today. And on the day, nearly all restrictions are lifted on the Isle of Man. It wasn't just media on the Isle of Man that wanted to know more. This is Sky News from this morning.
Welcome back. Now, while we all wonder how to cope with weeks more in lockdown, from today, life is going to be very different for the residents of the Isle of Man. All restrictions, including social distancing, will end and life will return to the old normal. We're joined now by the Chief Minister of the Isle of Man, Howard Quayle. Howard, great to have you on the programme this morning. And how do I get a ticket to the Isle of Man should be the first question, I suppose.
That's Sky News presenter Niall Paterson, his guest at just after 8:30, our very own Chief Minister. The recent circuit break lockdown was, Mr Quayle told viewers, a quick and fast approach to tackling community spread of the virus after the New Year period.
We have a government policy of eradication of COVID, not living with it. And I suppose I put that down, the success down to the Great Manx public. They've followed the rules, they've been very supportive, patriotic, great community spirit, and it's down to the Great Manx public that we find ourselves in this fortunate position again.
Are there any concerns, though, with this eradication policy that's in place, that there may well be some undisclosed COVID-19 cases on the island and that this great mingling that will undoubtedly take place might lead to another spike?
Obviously, we can't never say never, but we've had 20 days now without any unexplained community cases. The only cases we've had recently have been related to travel, and we make everyone quarantine, isolate for 14 days before we allow them back in the community, having had three tests. So we're pretty confident that when they come out of their quarantine, that they haven't got COVID. So you can never say never, but we've waited a while. We've done this before. Our circuit break lockdown has lasted for just over 3 weeks, and it does seem to have worked.
And in terms of celebrations, it seems there's one person you won't find at the pub this evening.
And Howard, final question, briefly, if you can. I don't know if you enjoy a trip to the pub, but how will you be celebrating the lifting of restrictions?
I'm afraid with all the meetings that I've lost as a result of being in lockdown, the meetings are just piling up. So it'll be maybe summertime before I get to enjoy myself.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Elective surgery at Nobles Hospital has been given the go-ahead to restart following lockdown. The Department of Health and Social Care says consultants will review their list to ensure urgent cases are dealt with first. Surgery was suspended when the Isle of Man went into lockdown in early January to provide additional bed capacity. Most health and care services are now being turned back on, but the Minister David Ashford MHK has warned it will take some time for everything to be back to normal.
GP services will continue to operate a hybrid model of a mix of face-to-face and non-face-to-face appointments based on the clinical assessment of the patient, as was in place prior to the circuit breaker lockdown. In terms of the emergency department, people will continue to see security in place to help guide people for a further week. And patients for the time being will still be asked to only have one person with them wherever this is possible. Turning to elective surgery, we have begun the turn back on of elective surgery, but it does need to be emphasised that this needs to be done in a more staggered way than other services. The hospital is still seeing the pressures of winter admissions, and so it is important that we keep the bed availability under constant review. But we will now start to, in a managed way, recommence with elective surgery across all specialities.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben left Heysham at 2:02 this afternoon, arrived about 20 minutes ago in Douglas, but there will be no return journeying this evening. Due to the forecast adverse weather, the sailing's been cancelled. And obviously, if the boat isn't going over, it won't be coming back at 2:15. So the Ben's next scheduled departure, 8:45 tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 21 minutes before 6. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. And at 1 minute past midnight, staff and regulars met at the Seven Kingdoms Distillery in Douglas to celebrate the official end of the Isle of Man's second lockdown. Who went along to the pub? BBC reporter Alex Bell chatted to the manager, Mark Ellison.
It's marvellous. It really is marvellous. It's so good. You can't put it into words, you know, to be able to serve your people. Some of them are regulars. You know, the boys and girls that come in tonight, they're regulars. You know, and yes, I don't doubt I'll see them throughout next week as well.
I think there will be a lot of people in the UK watching this who are more than a little bit jealous now.
I don't doubt it. But we have actually taken on board what we have been asked to do. And in doing so, you know, we have beaten it.
Do you think how much of that is due to the borders being shut? Because we're lucky to have this kind of letter around.
We are. But, you know, the UK is also an island. We're an island, but we have adhered to what we have been told to do. And in doing so, we've beaten it. It's still out there. We are taking it cautiously. And if it comes back again, if we find that it, then we will end up with having lockdown again. But we will beat it once again.
There will be people all over Britain watching this, wishing they were in the pub right now. What's your message to them?
Do something whereabouts you are right now, back in the UK, right? Adhere to the lockdown. You want to go out, and your families, your kids want to go back to school, because our kids are going back to school today. Do what the government says.
How's it been for the business though?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Very, very difficult. We decided to do takeouts, as did the restaurant upstairs. We all did takeouts to try and make a little bit of money. So from that there, I won't say we were successful, but we kept it ticking over, which is important.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Thank you. 19 minutes before six. Is 2021 to be the year vertical travel takes off? Well, the UK government's backing the country's first air hub for flying taxis and delivery drones in, of all places, Coventry. It's part funded by Hyundai and is scheduled to operate from November of this year, reducing carbon emissions and congestion. Flying vehicle firms have attracted huge investment and interest globally. The German air taxi firm Lilium just announced a deal with infrastructure specialist Ferrovial to build 10 vertiports in Florida. General Motors is pledging to make its entire fleet of vehicles all electric by 2035 as part of a wider plan to become carbon neutral by 2040. CEO Mary Barra fleshed out GM's triple zero vision, including plans to use 100% renewable energy to power US facilities by 2030 and global facilities by 2035. Last November, Mary Barra challenged electric vehicle giant Tesla, saying GM's committed to fighting for EV, electric vehicle market share, until it's number one in North America.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks advanced, echoing positive market sentiment elsewhere. The US dollar bounced back. Oil rose. Silver soared after social media posts last week called for retail investors to flood into the market. In corporate news, JD Sports Fashion rallied after agreeing to buy DTLR Villa, an American sports retailer, for £360 million. And finally, the numbers at the close in London from Ramsey Crookall: the FTSE 100 up 0.9% at 6,466. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost 1.5% at 13,627. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.6% at 30,174. The tech stocks index, the Nasdaq, up just over 1.75% at 13,308. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1.2% at 3,758. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 US dollar 36.7 cents, €1 13.2 cents, and 20 South African rand 55.7 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.8% at $1,863 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up just over 0.1% at $56.02.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening, it's a quarter to six. Technology developed on the Isle of Man is helping researchers in the UK examine the long-term effects of COVID-19. Bodystat, which is based in Tramode, develops devices which can monitor a person's body for fat, muscle and water levels. It's donated equipment to NHS trusts in the UK who are using it to monitor patients hospitalised by the virus. Ewan Gorn spoke to Bodystat's operation and development manager, Karen Oates.
Bodystat was founded in 1990 and we sell body composition devices that measure your fat, your muscle and your water content. And we do that using bioelectrical impedance. So that's just a very safe current that goes through the body and measures the resistance. So we've been founded for 30 years.
Now you're sending your devices, they're quite small, they're like, I don't know how you describe the size, but...
Portable.
Portable, yeah. You're sending these devices to the UK and they're being used in a way in which help researchers understand more about COVID-19. Can you explain more about that?
So they've been done in a study within the UK. It's a study that's looking at hospitalised patients that were hospitalised because of COVID, and the device has been used as part of a few other, obviously, tests that they're performing, but they're using our Bodystat device to look at the fat, the muscle and the water content. So they're looking at the long-term effects of COVID on these hospitalised patients.
Now, I've been given a brief demonstration, so there's... how would you describe the strips? They were...
The electrodes.
Electrode strips, yeah, put on the hands and the feet. So why the hands and the feet, and what then do you find out after you've placed them there? How does it work? How does the science work?
So we place them on the right hand and the right foot. We do that just because the heart is on the left, so we always choose the right-hand side. There's no safety reason why we do that, we just do. So we use the right-hand side. By placing them on the hands and the feet, it allows a whole body measurement, so it goes through the upper and lower half of the body, so you can get an overall body composition assessment. So the way bioimpedance works is your fat is a bad conductor of the current, so as the current goes through and it reaches the fat, it can't penetrate through that as easily, so there's more resistance. As it gets to the lean and the muscle and with your electrolytes, then it can penetrate through that a lot easier.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rhianne Evans.
Fast am I. While almost all sport on the island is coming back to life, local rowing enthusiast Andrew Baker is on a solo mission across the Atlantic. Baker is currently rowing from Portugal to Barbados. He set off on the 8th of December and aims to be in Barbados within 90 days, which would be around mid-March. He's rowing completely alone and has a daily routine of row a few hours, sleep a few hours, eat, repeat, having to endure treacherously stormy weather in the process with limited contact to dry land. Lucy, Andrew's girlfriend, says it sometimes gets difficult.
It is difficult, but I did always know that this was going to happen. On our first date, he was late because he was rowing from Castletown to Douglas and got the timings wrong, so I was waiting for him then. And sort of since then, I've always known that this was going to happen.
You can keep up to date with Andrew's progress via the link on this story at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and para bobsleigh will not be contested at the 2026 Winter Paralympics. Five sports, para alpine skiing, para ice hockey, para Nordic skiing, para snowboard and wheelchair curling, were confirmed by the International Paralympic Committee in December. The IPC deferred its decision on para bobsleigh while it awaited clarification in several areas. It said the sport didn't meet the minimum criteria for the number of nations regularly competing. Under IPC rules, individual sports must be widely and regularly practiced at the performance level in at least 12 countries. And in athletics, Britain's 200-metre world champion Dina Asher-Smith picked up her second indoor victory over 60 metres in Germany this weekend with another impressive win in Dusseldorf on Sunday. The 25-year-old equalled her personal best by running 7.08 seconds to claim victory on Friday. It was the first time Asher-Smith had been racing internationally since 2019.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes before 6, one departure, one arrival from Ronald's Way. The 4:50 patient transfer flight, Logan Air to Liverpool, left 11 minutes late. It should be back on time at 20 to 7 this evening. Remember, the Ben McCree isn't sailing tonight because of gales out in the North Irish Sea, so no trip back tomorrow morning. On the road, Crunk Road in Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. Factory Lane and Chapel Lane in Peel closed for highway reconstruction. Westlands in Peel is closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. And of course, remember those phased closures for water main replacement in Peel between the House of Mananin and the Boatyard. Big news in Douglas, of course. Oh, Quarterbridge Road. One way, northbound only for curb replacement till the end of February. Station Park in Colby's closed for curb replacement. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey's got some parking suspensions for nearby construction. And remember that unnamed lane at the back of Duke Street by Villiers Square in Douglas is closed till the start of June for the reconstruction of numbers 42 to 50 Duke Street.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
The island schools reopened today, but what's being done to help pupils catch up on missed lessons? And is it safe for the classrooms to be full when teachers haven't been vaccinated? The Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allinson.
We've been working very closely with teachers and schools. And if you've been doing remote learning as a teacher, you are exhausted by now. It's a lot harder to teach 20, 30 pupils online than it is to get them in one class, and teachers have been working above and beyond to do that. So it's really important that we have a bit of a break at half term, we regroup, families get together again, spend some quality time, and we will get back on track.
Looking at the long-term impact then on students' education, there are calls in the UK for children to be allowed to repeat a year. Obviously their lockdown has been a lot lengthier. Would that be allowed for pupils over here if there is significant concern about their progress?
Absolutely. We've always tried to put the child first, put families first. And I know in my own friendship group, some people have resat a year when their children have either been physically unwell or have had other issues. In the United Kingdom, obviously, they've lost a significant amount of learning. And so that is an option. What we want to try to do is catch up to make sure that people are back on track to go for the next stage of their education, whether that's moving up to secondary school, moving up to the sixth form, or even going to university, and make sure that people's education isn't a victim of coronavirus.
Now, as teachers are going to be back in the classroom, online lessons won't be available anymore. You have said if people are specifically concerned, they don't have to go back at the moment. Doesn't that mean, though, they're going to be in danger of falling even more behind?
What we've been saying is we understand people's concerns and anxieties, particularly those parents who, for medical reasons, may have been shielding. What we'd like people to do is please have a chat to your teachers. They can support you, they can reassure you, they can allow your child to get back to school at the right time for them and make sure that their education isn't further disadvantaged and that they can catch up.
Douglas Council says its financial difficulties aren't as bad as they first thought. They were described as being at an uncomfortably low level in July of last year following the first lockdown. Council leader David Christian spoke to our local Democracy reporter Chris Cave.
We were being very pessimistic at the time. You know, nobody knew what was really going to happen, how much longer it was going to go on for. So it was the worst case scenario that was painted at that time. Thankfully, we came out of it. People came back into work. We've seen footfall within the streets start to increase again quite steadily compared to what it was. So it was nowhere near as drastic. We also had a favourable outturn report last year. So that is money that had been not previously spent in the previous year. So that certainly cushioned the blow. We had that income that was made available to reduce some of the costs. Also, as well documented now, we handed back the running of the two car parks, Chester Street and Drumgold Street.
How long term do you think the impact of the pandemic will have on the finances? Do you think once the vaccine is fully rolled out and we hopefully go back to normal, the finances will bounce back?
Or we'd certainly
do you
hope
think
so.
It's a more rocky road ahead?
I would hope people would pick up from the speech that I've tried to be positive as I normally am. I'm talking everything up. I praise the government for the actions that they've taken. And I would say that the council's finances are still on a stable footing. We still have reserves. We've used some of those reserves this year to finish off some outstanding loans, which has helped to cushion the impact on the rate this year by getting rid of those loans. So that is a sensible use of reserves. So I think that the major one-off hits we've already absorbed. So providing we come out of the lockdown, the vaccine starts to roll out and we don't have any more huge hits like this, I would say it's a good positive way forward for the town.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
If you live in Ballacry, Birch Hill, Governors Hill or Woodburn Lane, you probably have direct experience of the impact masts. Government's pushing to improve the island's connectivity, but Timwell's asked to look again at planning rules for telecoms infrastructure. It's after a successful motion by the Douglas Central MHK, Chris Thomas, who wants providers to share masts where possible.
We've had a whole series of public interest or even outcry, and you could argue it was, in places like Ballacry, up in Birch Hill, Governors Hill, and now in Woodburn Lane and around the Masonic Hall, about masts that are appearing. We've also got a firm intention to have modern telecommunications, and we need to understand fully what we're letting ourselves in for. Planning policy can only reflect government policy, and government policy is to encourage telecommunications, and in practical terms that means, it seems, putting up 15-metre masts under permitted development. So the motion that we took through was to review that permitted development arrangement for 15-metre masts, and in the longer term I want to actually look again at the whole use of the two types, as I see it, of telecommunications possibilities. One of those is fibre to the home, and the other one is mobile telephony. And I want to make sure that we're doing the right things around sharing masts, sharing ducts under the road, in the interests of minimising the harm to our amenity, residential amenity.
Isn't calling for a second pair of eyes and a second look through all that just going to delay the rollout of a fast broadband, which is what people want?
I hope not. It's been in place for a year now, the permitted development. That was sort of the argument that council ministers made. They were looking at reviewing it after 2 years. But my point, which was successful in Tim Ward, was that once you announce a review, it creates uncertainty, particularly for the operators, and we can't live with the uncertainty. And secondly, the deadline of December 2021 conveniently put it off till after the general election. And good MHKs need to tackle issues now when they're live issues, as they are in Douglas Central, particularly with the results of the 5G trial, which was launched in November 2019, still not yet published.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Ewan Gorn. All the stories you've heard tonight can be perused at length at manxradio.com, and I'll be back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Well, we're there. Have a good time tonight. WINT